It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, and it's time for the one, the only, Jeff Sika, Circle Squared Alts, one of the best money guys in the world, and of course, another perma bear who, actually, you're not a perma bear, you're just a guy that believes that we're overvalued up here, and that's really what you're seeing. What's going on, Mr. Sika?
Hey, Todd, it's good to be with you.
It's great to have you here. So, I guess, you know, obviously I watch on Varney all the time, and you're, you know, a man of the people. What are you seeing here? Give us a general overview of what you're seeing here.
Well, we've extended this rally based solely on the fact that it's become very obvious and evident to me, and I know with you as well, that we have a Federal Reserve that is scared to death to raise interest rates. That's the one thing that Janet Yellen has made very obvious in her talks, her last talk at Jackson Hole, is that they are scared to death to raise interest rates because they don't know what they've created. They don't know what vulnerability they created. And I believe that even though they're not outwardly talking about this to any great extent, they're really afraid that they've created an asset bubble, that they've distorted asset prices to such an extent that there could be a major collapse and the blood could be on their hands. So what I see is that traders and investors love low interest rates. They love artificially suppressed interest rates. So they're looking at it as long as the Fed continues to artificially suppress interest rates, keep people out of the fixed income markets, keep them reaching for yield, starved for yield, then the market is viable. And you know, the fact that we've had these dismal quarters in earnings, you know, these declines, 4.5% declines in earnings, the fact that the economy is growing at a horrendous 1.1%, heading to sub 1%, is evidence of the fact that investors who are buying into this market really don't care that the fundamentals do not support valuations at this level. So, you know, we could sit back and pretend that everything is great, sort of like the Obama administration does, and buy into this rally, or we could be smart and make some decisions as to how to protect ourselves.
Well, you know, again, the Federal Reserve, especially since Alan Greenspan, has been the greatest bubble builders in forever. I mean, that's what they do. They create these artificial circumstances that cannot be sustained and cannot live. And of course, we end up in this bubble territory, which is where we are again, once again. Now, again, I can't tell you when it's going to pop, but there is certainly no economic data anywhere near as good as they pretend. And when you listen to the pundits on air, I mean, they continue to tell you how good things are, and I want to know from your perspective, you're involved in a lot of things, how good are things out there, or are they good?
I think things are terrible. I mean, I really do. You know, I think we get very deceived. I've always been one that believes that, you know, that the small businesses are what drives the economy, and I think there's a lot of backup to support that. And you know, you look at things like bank earnings and $45 billion in profits. I mean, you would think that the rest of the economy has kept pace with that, but I really don't think it. I really don't believe it has. And even investors, I think there's a much more cautious tone out there, and that could be most seen and business spending and capital spending. Businesses have not been spending. It's collapsed. We've seen that this outright collapse in capital spending. And what I believe that is that shows that there's very little confidence in the economy going forward. And I think there's a lot of uncertainty over the election. You know, I know Donald Trump is guaranteeing a drastic improvement in GDP, 4%. I know there's promises being made by really both sides, but I think no matter what happens, and you know, I do support Trump because of his, for a few reasons, but one of them being the fact that he's offering the tax cuts, which I think are very needed right now. We're going to have to endure a lot of pain before we get back to normal, and that's going to require the interest rates normalizing and stabilizing at a reasonable level, and taking this economy off life support. And once this economy is off life support, there's going to be some pain to endure, and there's no way to avoid it. It's really, I think the Fed believes that they could bypass the whole cyclical nature of the economy and the stock market by manipulating money supply, but I don't think there's any way that you could avoid it. So you got to plan accordingly.
We are not avoiding a collapse. This is not, look at, forget about the fundamentals of the world. Forget about the market. Markets always collapse. It's just the way it's been since cavemen. I mean, it doesn't matter. The market is going to collapse. We are certainly at an overvalued point. Now, again, the only issue is when the collapse will come. There is no capital spending, as you have mentioned. But let me ask you this. I think that I like the tax cut thing, which creates more money. But I also think that if the Fed would get off their ass and raise rates, yes, it would be. First of all, it would bring in a lot of money from out of the country, because they'd be coming for ways of where to put their money. Okay, but the other thing it does, if you free up the entrepreneur and you bring in more money to allow people to borrow money, because the banks are never going to lend at these rates, then you bring up more business, you bring up more jobs, and all of a sudden it creates a vicious cycle of people who are working. And what they spend their money. What do you think?
I agree 100%. I think this fear that's permeated the ecosystem regarding interest rates rising. You know, when you hear these central banks around the world warning the Fed to not raise rates, it's gonna cause this major upheaval. I think it's all nonsense. It's psychological. I mean, realistically, if interest rates go up too much, yes, you will slow down the economy. But the fact is, they're so artificially suppressed at this point, it would only be healthy if they start moving up, because we failed to create the inflation that they targeted. We failed to improve GDP to any sustainable level. It's been dismal. So why not just admit failure and say, let's get back to normal and let the chips fall where they may? And you're right. I believe that banks will start lending. I mean, the exactly what you said is true. And I, you know what? I have very little respect for banks. And you know what? And I take a lot of slack over it. But banks are not lending at these rates. They don't want to lend.
Why would you?
It's too risky.
Would you? Let me ask you a question, and you can answer this when we come back from the break. Jeff Sika, you can lend money, you can lend money at, let's say, 3.5%. You can give it back to the full faith and credit for 2.5%. I want you to think about that. We're going to stop by here for a break. This is Jeff Sika, Circle Squared Alts, seen on Varney, as seen on TV, and there's more. I got more with Mr. Sika. If you missed an episode, libertytalk.fm. You can get the download of the Bubba Show as well as the Sporting Edge. We're going to stop by here for a break. We'll be right back with more from my guy, Jeff Sika, Circle Squared Alternatives. We'll be right back to the Bubba Show.
traders. We've all bought books. We've all searched the internet. We're all looking for that magic formula. Well, I want to make available to you today my book, Bubba's Guide to Trading Options, absolutely free. Your only cost will be $9.95 for shipping and handling. The book will take you from the beginning of options trading to the end, giving you all types of market conditions, all types of scenarios, and the book acts as its own textbook because at the end of each chapter is a quiz to make sure that you're grasping what we're trying to teach you. It gives you the best idea of how markets really work, how they work in panic scenarios, how they work in bull markets, bear markets. It gives you all the details of how to best use options for your goals and how to accomplish it. All you have to do is go to bubbatrading.com and go to my free book, $9.95 for shipping and handling, and that's all you need to do. Go to bubbatrading.com and get Bubba's Guide to Investing in Options. Bubba's Investment Suite, the only tools you'll ever need to be a successful options trader in this business, is go to my Bubba's Investment Suite. It's available to you on the bubbatrading.com website under Bubba's Investment Suite. It offers all types of services that can help make you more profitable, give you a better chance to realize your potential, allowing you to make gains while also understanding that not every trade is a winner. So you have to make sure that you come in and learn the Bubba way and learn how to protect your portfolio, how to better manage it, how to better trade it. And you go to bubbatrading.com and go to Bubba's Investment Suite. We meet once a week, and plus it gives you all opportunities to get and learn the option model better to make you a better trader. Just go to bubbatrading.com right now to Bubba's Investment Suite. Check it out. We'll see you there. Traders, do you ever feel lost? Do you ever feel unsure of what you're going to do next? Do you have trouble identifying market movement and market patterns? That's what my Monday night call is for. It's to give you the better opportunity to become more versed in markets and understanding what's going to happen next, giving you the best reads on technical analysis, helping you watch our current watch list so you can become better at trading. Now, I'm making a special offer right now that you can try that call for a $20 a month, 1 month trial, 20 bucks a month, gets you on Bubba's Monday night call, giving you all the tools you'll need to make yourself a better trader, a better investment, and a better idea of what's going to happen next in the market. It's all about technical analysis. So check it out at bubbatrading.com. Like I said, 20 bucks a month, gives you a 1 month trial. You can check it out. That's four calls, bubbatrading.com. Go there now, bubbatrading.com.
Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with my guy, Jeff Sika, Circle Square Adults, with the Allen Edmonds shoes. But anyways, so Jeff, you know, you were saying, and I asked you this question before I went to break, if you're the banks, are you going to lend me money at 3.5%, or are you going to give it to the full faith and credit of the government for 2.5%? What would you do?
I would just lend as much as I had to still be considered a bank. But the risk that they take for that additional 1% is really not worth it to them. And they're not incentivized at all because the banks know. I mean, they spend hundreds of millions of dollars understanding the environment that they operate in. They know how risky loans are right now. They know to loan money to small businesses and individuals at this point does not make as much sense because of how anemic this recovery is, and they know that there is an underlying uncertainty that could make it possible that they won't get paid back. So why take the risk? I mean, you know, banks, first of all, have become like big hedge funds anyway. If banks are going to